Coming up next is the Professor James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads. Now on shortwave, WWCR, frequency 5.070 at 7 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays, and also on Reality Radio Network Internet at www.realityradionetwork.com on Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. And now, once again, here's your host, the Professor.
Good evening, August 31st, 2006, and a ton of material to cover tonight, especially with the absurd news reporting of storm, maybe a little thunderstorm, Ernesto this past week. So I'll be talking about that. But the big topics tonight, the science topics, I will be discussing going back. We're going to go way back in time and two different topics. On the Big Bang, I'm going to talk a bit about that to put that into perspective once again, since this has gotten such tremendous airtime. The cover of Time magazine, is there ever a blitz newskrieg out there to try and slam this down the throat of the public? Let me just make a quick comment and then I'll go on. The effort by physicists, astrophysicists, to make bizarre physics and make it sound strange and unplausible is really what it is. It's just a game that you have to have some 11-dimensional bizarre physics to explain how the universe works, and it's really not true. The universe is wonderful. It's simple. You can explain it using basic fundamental Newtonian physics, which was around 150 years ago. You can explain many of the other items that we see using electromagnetism and some modern twists on that that I've discovered and developed. But basically, you don't need all of this bizarre cosmological theoretical construct that keeps the physicists supposedly at arm's length from the public. And you know, I'm starting to detect that the public is getting very bored and irritated with that type of physics. So I will talk about the Big Bang going way back in time and talking about reality. Also, I'm going to go back in time with the Mayans, that group of native Western Hemisphere, what we call now the Western Hemisphere, population that came out of the vast destruction that occurred thousands of years ago and led up to what we call the Mayans today. We don't really know the name of the peoples that lived in this the Central South American region, but about 4,000 years ago, it was very heavily populated, and something very devastating happened at that time. Hundreds of years, if not thousands of years, went by. Calendars changed. History somehow was developed and passed on by word of mouth, by the legends, by the almost religious concepts that are passed down to us through what remains after the Spanish devastation of the Western Hemisphere for gold and plunder and to fund the ridiculous wars of the Spanish Empire back in the Middle Ages after the New World had been discovered. But that was the remnant, that was the growth that came out of a very immense, very advanced culture or civilization that lived probably 4,000 years ago and earlier in the Western Hemisphere. So I'm going to be talking about that and how we know, how I've discovered and done excavation myself. I've been on sites in those areas. And I also want to talk about the very clouded history that's been presented to the public on that topic. So, first of all, I want to apologize. Last week's show had a very lengthy kind of infomercial advertisement, and I do listen to my own shows after they air, and I go back and self-critique. I'm going to keep my explanation of my webpage, 800 number, etc., to under a minute per show, so that I get the maximum amount of information out to the public And so very quickly, the 800 number, 800-983-5622, 1-800-983-5622, the Berkey water filter for people who use 800 numbers. Also, the mail order address, JMCC, P.O. Box 58, Navarre, N-A-V-A-R-R-E, Minnesota, 55392. And I'll repeat these just very briefly before I go on. Once again, JMCC, P.O. Box 58, Navarre, Minnesota, 55392. And at that address, you can go to my webpage, get a lot of information about items that can be purchased, all of them through the email or through the snail mail. But for those people who don't have access to internet, here is what I would recommend, and I have to keep it simple, have to keep it brief. I would recommend, for starters, people get the weather book. That's $25. All of these are postage paid, so that's the total amount. For the four book set, the three books, Planet X, Comets, and Earth Changes, that's the first book, the Atlantis to Tesla Colburn Connection book, the second book, the pamphlet, Surviving Planet X Passage, and finally the weather book, the four book and pamphlet set for $60. That's the three books and the pamphlet, I'm sorry, for $60. And then the special that I've been offering, the three books and the pamphlet plus the two videos, the 2003 and the 2004 videos, UFO Congress videos, which gives you a good background in that offer, for $89, the free radio, the shortwave radio. And also, let me just quickly give my website, the abbreviated form, www.jm, is in Mary, cc, two C's, sci.com. That's short for jmccannyscience.com. The abbreviated form, jmccsci.com. And that's a little over a minute, but here we go on to the news items for tonight. There was a... I have to laugh sometimes at the comical nature of the disinformation crew as they struggle to come up to speed and try and grab your attention in the schmooze news and the controlled media, etc. Here it is. Last night, August 30th, ABC aired what was obviously a very rapidly thrown together kind of piece of junk called The Last Days on Earth, 2-hour special on 2020, August 30th, and with including Stephen Hawking, and I've talked about him before in his he has no background in any of this, yet they stick him up there as a kind of icon that you should all listen to. And the point of this video, that's catastrophes can destroy Earth and civilizations. And so as with any disinformation, they want to grab the headline and run with it and then do a 90-degree turn, giving you a bunch of disinformation garbage. So that's all that is, coming in a little too late with a little too little information and trying to use standard science to impress you and grab the headline, because obviously this show is being heard all over. I get response from all over the planet, both from the internet feed and from the shortwave feed. Clearly, a lot of people worried about true information getting out to the public. Redefining the planets, Pluto no longer being a planet. I'm going to keep this brief. It's amazing how angry the public is at this decision by 2,500 astronomers who spent 2 years of, by the way, being paid by money that comes from you, the paying public out there, spent 2,500 astronomers spending 2 years arguing over whether Pluto should be a planet. And once they decided it should not be a planet, my viewpoint, or not really my viewpoint, the viewpoint of the public that I've been able to pick up And this is people I hear over here. I'm talking in shopping malls or at other public locations. They're just angry. They're just angry at astronomers. And I just have to say it's about time the public woke up to the BS that is coming out of the astronomical community. It is just absurd. It is just tripe. And that's all you can call it.